These are just some formal meetings to March 20th. Let's see. Number one, listen to the chat. All right, there we go. So the next case we have up is item number two, PR 2023-9209. This is the second submittal of a site plan admin DFT for a proposed 93,000 square foot expansion of an existing 90,000 square foot manufacturing warehouse at 6625 Blue Water Road Northwest. And this did actually, just for the record, it did go through the EPC, correct?
That is correct.
And we're getting this, we were sent this by the EPC staff as part of the final sign-off process. It was, we're doing the full site plan review, so we treat this as a site plan admin DFT. So, all right, applicants and agents, there's no swearing in or anything for this, obviously. Go ahead and just, if you would, just briefly describe the responses that you made to staff comments on your first submittal.
Yes. I guess do you just want me to go through the responses that
Yeah, just responses. You don't need to go over the whole development. This is a second submittal.
okay, one second. Let me get that pulled up. Here we
And this
are.
is just a summary.
Good.
You don't need
Okay.
it.
Just a summary.
Yeah, just a quick summary.
So we got mostly everything addressed from the first round city comments. There were a couple lingering items that were specifically relating to the EPC post EPC memo that was requested. We did get another round of comments that we are here for today that stated we needed to get that post EPC memo submitted to the city. And we are currently working with Seth Tinkle from the city to get that coordinated. So that is currently underway. We were under the impression that we had provided enough evidence that we were aligning with the Atrisco Business Park master plan, but that comment had came back once again on this round, so we'd like to discuss that in a little more detail to see what it's exactly needed on our end to show we are complying with the master park plan. And that's a quick summary for the most part. There wasn't too many comments on that first round, but those are the big hitters.
All right, thank you very much. All right, let's go to staff now. Water Authority, David.
Yeah, this is David at the Water Authority. I have no objections.
Oh, great, thanks.
And David, I did have a question for you as well. In the first round of comments, you had asked us to include a 4-inch reduced pressure backflow preventer on the site. I sent you an email earlier this week, but there is already an existing backflow preventer for the site. And I'd included some pictures, and I was showing the additional water line that we are connecting into that utility vault there. And I was hoping we could remove the proposed water or backflow preventer since there is already an existing one. And I just wanted your thoughts on that. But we can do that offline. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Yeah, no, I could address that real quick. This is David. I have no issues as long as you're connecting downstream of a backflow preventer and it's approved by our cross connections. So work with them. I'm not the one that approves those. I'm not the that's not my subject. I'm not a subject matter expert on the type of backflow preventer we need. I know it has to be reduced pressure, but work with our cross connection. I could get you the contact information and make sure they're good with it, and we should be fine.
Perfect. Yeah, if you could send me over those contacts, that would be fantastic. Thank you, David.
Will do.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to Conchetta with code enforcement.
Okay, my comments are as follows. And again, I don't. I think because I was working through this pretty quickly, I may have missed things on these plans because I know this is a second submittal. So it might just be helpful to point out if it's there. I think they are. Show that you're meeting the requirements for the outdoor seating and gathering area as per 511E3. provide calculations, requires one outdoor seating area of at least 400 square feet for every 3,000 of gross floor area, tables, benches, that kind of thing. Also show how the landscaping will screen, how landscaping will screen waste storage or loading areas as per Atrisco Business Park Plan and the IDO. Any changes to the signage must follow the Atrisco Business Park Master Plan, CPO2, and or IDO requirements as applicable. Other than that, we have no further comments. I think I've spoken to somebody on this one, and there was a outdoor seating area, but I didn't pick up on it in the plan layout.
Yes, ma'am. There was an identified location for the outdoor seating. Am I able to share here?
Yes, Jay will look up, make sure you're a co-host. You may already be.
Okay. 1 second.
Thank you. And I can show you where that is, Consetta.
I think somebody discussed it. I just it wasn't showing up on the plan for me to see. So
yeah, it's not super clear.
We need to just delineate that. And, you know, if you're putting benches or trees or something that indicates that the space for people to congregate, that'd be perfect.
You can go ahead, Cole.
Okay. Do you guys have my screen here?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the existing area for outdoor seating right here.
Okay.
There's okay. an existing shelter, and there are seats as denoted here that are sporadically across. And I did, on the overall site plan, I did add some outdoor seating calculations as well. I believe they're out here. So you will see those in the plan now.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, I knew I discussed this with somebody and it was there. I just was not seeing it show up on the plans.
Yeah, it blends in pretty well. It doesn't really scream outdoor seating, so I understand that.
Okay.
All righty.
The
it
other
for me.
Thing is the screening for the storage, the waste storage area and loading areas. I didn't quite catch the landscaping for that.
There was coordination previously from emails about, and I think Kevin can probably speak to this a little bit better. He's with the architectural side on this project, but we were not required to screen this trash enclosure right here because it was a certain distance from the right of way. Is that correct, Kevin?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was the only one that would require screening because the rest were existing and sitting in the back of the
Okay, I think my problem was I wasn't sure where it was. So if you can mark where the loading areas are, that kind of helps. If you put it in notes and emails, we don't see them on the plans. So then we're stuck at review trying to piece it together.
Okay, they are identified on this plan here with the 23 keynote and the loading areas as well. But I can confirm that with emails if needed.
23 open roll trash container. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Other than that, any changes, I just want to make sure you're aware you'd have to follow the Atrisco Business Park. But other than that, I think we're good.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Whitney, I don't see you in there. And I don't see you in the meeting. Are you out there, Whitney, for parks? I don't think she's here. Let's go to Tiquan Chin with Hydrology.
Tiquan Chin, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp data of January 9th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's go to Ernest Armijo with Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated January 23rd, 2024. All other comments have been addressed. No objection.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to Robert Webb with planning.
All right. This Robert Webb with planning. To touch on the landscaping and screening, I know that Cole and his team did have a pretty heavy review and discussion with Jolene and Bonnie Strange when she was a part of it. So that's kind of where the emails he was referring to. So I just wanted to make that clear. You and I had already touched base on the EPC conditions, so we'll have that going.
Yes, sir.
I believe you guys are set for the sidewalk widths and landscaping buffer. I'd really wanted to touch to see if you had any questions, and I couldn't remember on the platting action if those, if some of the details are going to be included here with site plan or with the platting as far as the all the infrastructure.
I can definitely speak to the sidewalk width and requirements for the landscape buffer. I believe you're just looking for some, and those are internal to the site or the ones that are adjacent, the existing sidewalk adjacent to Blue Water Road.
Yeah. And then mainly transportation would have called out if there was something missing, but I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. And I wasn't sure if they were all coming, all the infrastructure list is complete the way it is, or if anything else was going to be added for your separate platting action, or if it was all going to be attached here.
Okay. I believe it was all attached here.
Okay.
From our understanding, the infrastructure list is complete. We were looking more for city comments on what needed to be added or removed from the infrastructure list. But from what was, from what we have understood, our list is complete with the submission.
Okay. Cause yeah, I'm, now that the TIS review is complete and NMDOT, I wasn't sure if there was anything that needed to be added. So if there is, we can look at that and then just, get a new list and reroute that before it goes for final signatures anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So that way that can get approved at the same time as the site plan.
Yeah.
The Atrisco business park standards that you and I had kind of emailed back and forth, it appears to be meeting. The only thing that I don't want to hold you up on is it's one of the master plans that's extremely detailed and so calls out a lot of different things in a lot of different areas. Mm-hmm. So what I want to help avoid is if your site plan gets approved and then it goes to building permit and a simple thing is missed, like a screening wall or the design on a particular wall or anything like that, most likely you'll have to come back for a minor amendment. And then that would delay your building permit approval further. So I just want to make sure that, we kind of, dot the I's and cross the T's. So that's all there. And we can coordinate through that. And any extra detail that you go through, you can, add just site plan notes. You don't necessarily have to change the site plan around.
Okay. Would you mind if, Kevin Strophus on this project, the architect, would you mind if he kind of reached out to you today to see how we could button some things up so there is no delay in the building permit process, just to make sure we are crossing all the T's, dotting the I's.
That's no problem. Anytime, really, it's just, our schedules are a little hit and miss. So one minute I'll be available, the next minute I won't. But yeah, reach out anytime. That's no big deal. And then you guys, I'm sure you already have it, but do you have a full copy of the Atrisco Business Park plan?
I believe we do. It can't hurt if you could send it over as well, have it down in my files as well.
We can make sure and get a copy and go from there. And then any walls that and fences that you are needing that are a part of the site plan, they'll just need a separate permit, whether that's a zoning permit or a building permit. That's just to make you aware. It'll be, when you go on to the next step.
Yeah.
And I think that was about it.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
Jay, I just want to chime in a little bit here.
Yeah.
If you're trying to push this through building permit, of course you need to add that site plan that the Atrisco Business Park Master Plan is a document. Your previous site plans is a document. Your DFT documents in there, as well as show us the final landscape plan. So you may have originally had a landscape plan, but now it's all changed up. And when they do their final CO for zoning, we're going to want something for them to go off for the whole site, not just the area you worked on. Hopefully everything's there. It's just, it makes it a lot faster for us to call it out and to be able to pass through.
Okay, that is understood. So just to recap that, for that building permit package, when we are submitting it, we need the final landscape CDs, of course. We'll need the DFT site plan, and we'll also need the master plan as well, the Atrisco Business Park master plan. Would you want us to include the approved EPC as well?
Yes, all the documents. Yeah. So that's your documents folder. It's just going to tell us the story, so I don't have to now go and ask you to provide that to me. It just slows us down on another round. So
that's understood.
If you give it to me up front, then that'll move things much faster.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just basically is kind of assume if we all left tomorrow, that way it wouldn't slow down your file at all.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I see, Ernest, you have your hand up.
Yes, kind of on the same page as Conchetto brought up there. Please note that you only have a conceptual TCL right now, that if you're going for building permit, you have to get a full TCL.
Mm-hmm. That is understood. Thank you.
Hey, Cole, this is Jay. So have you not checked out, have you not seen the master plan for Atrisco yet?
Well, the thing is, for this project, I had just taken it over from another person at our company.
Okay.
And so I haven't personally seen it, but I know other people on our team do have that plan as well. It's just for me being recently added to this project, that wasn't something that I was super privy to at the time.
Okay. Well, I was hoping to get this approved with conditions today, but I'm kind of concerned about you not having seen the plan. There's a lot of requirements in there, and you know, Conchetta brought up some, and I want you to make sure that, you know, there's nothing in there that's gonna, I mean, when you approve it with conditions, you know, and we have some issue that comes up that, you know, is insurmountable or something like that, or requires, you know, potentially you'd have to go back to the EPC to amend the master plan if there is some
yes, sir.
Requirement. I really kind of want you to take a look at that and see, check and see if there's anything in there that's just a deal breaker for your development at the very least. You know, I'd like to have you do that first and maybe have you guys come back in 2 weeks and, you know, just, will that give you enough time, Cole?
Oh, for sure. And I think Kevin, who is with the architectural side, may be able to speak to the master plan a little bit more. He was the one that gave the response to on the comment response letter on our previous
okay.
submission. So he may understand the aspects of the master plan better than I can as well.
Okay.
Kevin, can you layer in here? And if you don't have anything, that's not a big deal, but I was hoping you could touch on it.
Is there any specific comments regarding the master plan that we can discuss?
I thought Mr. Trujillo brought some up with code enforcement. Conchetta, do you bring up, do you have some comments that pertain to Trisco?
Well, it's, you know, I've looked at this and I'm pretty familiar with the Trisco plan. The building's set far back enough and it does talk about entrance, but it doesn't talk about street facing. So I think we're fine with what they've laid out. The screening, the things like that. In this particular case, there is screening around the dumpsters and the refuge areas because they did put up the walls. So that's why it's important for us to see what's clear and to be able to find it easy enough. Sometimes when you're rushing through things, you miss it. And that's why the more information there, I can just not have to reach out and say, can you give me this document? Can you give me that document? As much as you can give me in the file, it helps me move through my approvals so much faster. Especially on projects that are a little bit more complex with these master plans.
So you didn't really have any comments. It was more just letting them know about the Atrisco master plan.
Yeah, and I reviewed it against my plans.
Yeah.
And had a response. I want to go back to what Conchetta just said, but and just be clear that I believe we have an email that says that we do not need to screen the specific trash unloading because of the distance from the street.
I believe that was the case.
I think that the key is an IDO question, and then there's the master plan. The master plan does not call out a distance where the IDO may, and it's always the most restrictive prevails. But in your case, it doesn't have to be landscaped as long as it's not facing the street. It just needs to be screened, and I believe you do have a screening wall there.
I don't believe we do, and I just want to circle back to this conversation because I feel like we're saying something contrary to what we just discussed.
Okay, let me look at the page. Let's see if I can find it.
Cole, I feel like...
And what we may need to do as well is maybe even schedule a short separate Zoom meeting so that way we can pull Jolene into the conversation because she did the initial review and discussion with you along with Bonnie. So that way we can, you know, speak to that a little bit more because that's the emails you're referencing, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, they were with, you know, Cole's predecessor, but I can pull them up.
Yeah. And we went through those, some of those copies as well. And
So we're kind of connecting the dots because Conchetta is extremely thorough, and the previous review was done by Jeff in her division as well. So we're just kind of connecting the dots between several different reviews and conversations.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly love to, you know, it seems like this whole thing is coming down to one screen wall, and I would hate to wait 2 weeks. And I would love to, you know, either if the fact that there's no distance requirement on the Trisco Business Park for screening means you want us to put a screen wall there, we can do that and throw that on the CDs very easily. But I would just like a call today on from someone's part.
Hey Kevin, this is Jay. So what we can do, here's the thing. So if there's a question about a screen wall, what comes to mind for me is the possibility down the road you could need potentially a ZHE variance. And I'm not saying you're going to. Hopefully you're not. But if there's even the possibility of like a ZHE variance for wall height, I will formally defer it to March 20th, but hopefully hash it out before then. And maybe you don't even need, like, we might be able to approve this before the 20th. I just don't want to formally say, okay, you're approved, and then we find out later that you got to go through a variance. The reason being, a variance would need to be approved before the site plan if that was a requirement. So to make sure that, you know, we don't approve this site plan before we should be, let's get this hashed out with the screen wall. And then hopefully we'll put you on the March 20th DFT agenda, but maybe hopefully we can get this approved before then. How's that?
Yeah, the meeting is somewhat of a formality. You can submit revisions and we can get them in the review cycle and maybe get it approved even before that date. Like, I mean, Jay mentioned.
Yeah, we can maybe get this approved in, say, a week or a week and a half. But I want to make sure that this wall issue isn't one that's going to morph into some, you know, where you need to get a variance and then we should have never approved this in the first place because you need to get the variance before the site plan approval, that kind of thing.
Sounds good. And to be honest with you, I'm thinking, I don't know how you get a variance to a requirement. So you'd either have to find a way to screen it either with a wall or with landscaping. And again, I'm not so sure if it has to be right on top of the dumpster. It just, it's a design requirement. They're really hard to do as variances.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, the only reason I brought that up is, you know, if there's a possibility of needing to get one, and hopefully it may not even be feasible. It doesn't, what I'm trying to say is, we'll defer this to March 20th, get the screen wall question hopefully resolved between now and then. And then, you know, hopefully before the 20th, we can get this site plan approved. But, you know, we'll get back in touch with you guys about that question.
Great.
Does that sound okay?
That works, Jeff.
All right. Awesome. All right, so we'll defer this, and it's just an informal deferral, but we'll defer this to March the 20th.